My name is Guibert, and I work at the CIRAD, a French institution who work in tropical areas. And I would like to present you the result of a study carried out in Northern Cameroon in 2004 on soil fertility patterns. The contents, in the introduction, I will explain the original aspect of this study, which enabled us to get very quick results. Then, I will describe the method and present the main results obtained on variations in soil organic matters levels, and secondly, on variation in available soil mineral contents. The conclusion will focus on the study result and prospects. In the introduction, I want to explain why it is important to have quick results. If the soil fertility is expect to decline until to a critical level from which crop production will be too low. And because of the latency in data collecting, if we begin the study in 2004, we will have the results only when the critical level of production has been reached. To avoid this problem, we use previous soil analysis results that has been obtained in North Cameroon. And then we conduct new analysis in 2004. The results were thus available immediately, and so we have time to act before to reach the critical level of fertility of soil. The study involved four phases. The first phase consisted of searching CIRAD archive to find previous analysis of soil that has been carried out in North Cameroon. The second phase involved pinpointing the plots where the previous soil analysis data has been collected, which was not always easy or possible. And the last two phases were in the field, obtaining information on the cropping history of the plot since the first analysis, and then soil sampling and analysis using the same methods as those used in the initial analysis. The results concern 27 plots located in the Garoua region on Alfisol, with previous analysis conducted in 1973, 1990, and 1996. This slide shows results on soil clay levels. The plots are represented along this axis. And for each plot, we have the two results of analysis. The analysis of 2004 and the previous analysis. For the clay contents, there are no significant differences between the two study years for the whole plots. This slide shows soil carbon contents results, and the soil carbon contents clearly decrease in almost all the plot. Nitrogen was not analyzed in all plots. For the six plots whose nitrogen contents were analyzed, There was a much more marked drop in this element as compared to the carbon level. So there was a marked increase in the C2N ratio between the two analyses. However, further studies are required to confirm these results. In all plots, the observed decrease in soil carbon was quite well represented by the ENADP model with a K2 mineralization coefficient of 6% and an equilibrium soil carbon content of 2.6 milligram per gram of soil. In this graph, we can see that we have a substantial decrease for fast all the plots in the cation exchange capacity, i.e. an average yearly drop of 1% is noted in the CUC per year. The decrease in the absorption complex saturation level was even more marked, as shown at this graph. All the plots show that the 2004 analysis, result of analysis, are under the previous analysis. For the available P, the phosphorus, we have a relative moderate decrease in the in this element, i.e. a decrease of 20% in the 0 to 20 centimeter horizon over 15 years. But, however, there was a most substantial decrease in the in exchangeable potassium levels in all plots, as shown in this slide. We have a decrease of 60% in 14 years of the level of this element. The other characteristics, the other variation of characteristic noted is the stability of pH and significant decrease in exchangeable calcium magnesium levels and the different ratio between potassium, magnesium and calcium varied also negatively. In each plot, according to the plot histories, we have calculated mineral balances for the different elements, and we found that we have an equal phosphorus balance, a negative nitrogen balance, and highly negative potassium, calcium, and magnesium balances. And these calculated balances were in line with the salt content change of these different minerals. In conclusion, we may say that we have an interesting method to obtain quick and cost-effective results, but with some difficulties due to poor data archiving, and that indicates that the database should be constructed to facilitate the use of data. And we have a relative good compliance between the soil characteristic forecasting model simulations and the field results, but the nitrogen patterns had to be confirmed. And the main problems of the soil of the North Cameroons is the mineral reserves due to imbalanced mineral budgets. And this problem is confirmed in long-standing crop growing areas in other land in Africa. And this situation could worsen because of the poor economic situation. Thank you for your attention.